Hello and a beautiful day to you. Welcome to Learn and Grow with Adekunle Olambiwonu. This is the School of Prosperity and Influence special edition, and I am super excited to have you here. All right, I would like to reiterate again that this program has been initiated by the Holy Spirit and has been our helper and our director from the beginning. So if you find yourself here by any means, I want you to congratulate yourself, because what you are about to hear, if this is the first time you are listening to this audio, has the capacity to transform your life, because it is the sure word of God. It is based on the word of God, and the word of God is sure and cannot be broken. So today we are going to be talking about two things, okay, in this short audio. I'm going to make this as short as possible. And it is about confessions, okay, and acceptance. Confessions and acceptance. You see, these two words are the basis of the victory and prosperity that every man would enjoy. All right? So if you are going to be prosperous, if you are going to be victorious, you have to learn to first accept some things, okay? And you have to confess some things. So confessions and acceptance are so important. But how far are they, and how can you use them? And that is what we are going to be, you know, looking at today. In my previous episodes, I've talked about confessions and how they work. And in our previous XPI audios, we've also talked about how faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And we try to explain that particular scripture by saying that when we say that we hear something, it is by things that what we have said. All right? So the hearing of the word of God comes by your confessing the word of God that you know. And as you begin to hear this word of God and you confess them, it builds your faith. So the amount of faith you have in God, okay, is dependent on the words of God that you have read and the ones you have confessed. So you can hear the word of God, okay, and not confess it. So sometimes you will see that the difference between a victorious Christian and a Christian that is not victorious, okay, that is being held back by the kingdom of darkness, despite having the same knowledge, it can be confessions. Yes, it can make a lot of difference. So we're going to find out today. And in order for us to find out, our anchor scripture is going to be John chapter 1 verse 1. John chapter 1. I want to show you something quickly here on confessions and why you should take it serious. It says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. When you confess, what do you say? Words. Words. All right? So he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, that is the Word. And without him was not anything made that was made. All things were made by him. All right? So I want you to understand something today. Okay? Let's first analyze that. So we have said something that the beginning, everything that we have today was created by words. Let us look at Genesis chapter 1. He said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the earth. Now, look at this here. He says that, and the earth, despite everything that was happening in the earth was without form and void. It was deep with obscurity. It was deep with darkness. It had no light. And the Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the waters. God could not even stay, because there was no place to stay in the first place. The Spirit of God was moving upon the waters. And the earth was like that until God said. Now look at it. He said, and God said, let there be light. Do not forget that what God said was the Word. Was the Word that was with him. That was everything was created through. So if you look at it, it said, and God said, let there be light. So everything was like that until God said. Point number one for you. Everything in your life that is not working for you will remain like that until you say what God has said. Let me repeat for emphasis. Everything that has not been working, okay, will remain like that until you confess the word of God concerning that thing. So if it is your finances, you have to confess the word of God about it. If it is your relationship, you have to confess the word of God. If it is your business, you have to confess the word of God. And before you can confess the word of God, you need to hear and know the word of God. Confessions. I want to show you, you know, I want you to understand how powerful it may be. This is how it works, okay? And God said, immediately God said, let there be light, and there was light. We can keep going down. Five. If you look at six again, it says, and God said, let there be a firmament. Okay? Then seven, God made the firmament. In nine, and God said, let the waters. God says things into being. Okay, I'm going somewhere. So if you now come to verse 26, when God wanted to make the crown prince of the universe, the original prince of the universe, that is Adam, in chapter 1, verse 26, he said, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, okay? And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. Image. When we say something is an image, we mean a split-in image, something that is exactly like it. So when you take a picture of yourself, what you call that picture is called an image of you. So it might not be you, but that is you in replica. Okay. So when God created you, he gave you a mouth that he has too, so that you can do as he is. I put it to you today that it is the habit of God to say things before he does it. Let us look at it. So let there be light, and there was light. Okay? And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Okay? And in 7 said, and God made the firmament. God says things first before he does it. It is the habit of God to say things first. He says things as if they had been, and then he does it. So, because you are in his image, you are supposed to say things. God gave you a mouth not to talk, not just to talk and communicate your feelings. He gave you that mouth so that you can create with it. That was why you were in his image. He gave you that mouth so that you can call things into existence. He gave you a mouth so that you can create with it. So that you can say things with the word. So you might now be wondering, but God is special. He had his words, okay, are true, okay? His word is powerful. So if God created me in his own image, what then is the problem? All right? So I want you to understand this. Giving birth to things can also be by mouth. In John 1 verse 14, he said, he says that, and the word proceeded out of the mouth of God and became the begotten. So even when Jesus wanted to come, the word of God proceeded out. And the word, okay, let's go there. John 1 4. Okay. Yeah, let's look at John 1:14 rather. John 1:14. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And the word was made flesh. After he has said it, it became flesh. And it came out as the begotten Son of God. God says things. Thus saith the Lord. Confessing the word of God will help you to claim your victory in Christ Jesus. So what now happened? If God created us to be unique so that we can confess, what now happened? Okay, the Bible said, in Genesis that, and man submitted itself unto Satan. So there's a language that the Bible used. They said, man fell. Right. The first man, the Lord of the universe, the original Lord of the universe, he fell. okay, and handed over the lordship to Satan. And Satan began to control the universe. Now, in order for it to be reversed, I want to show you something here. I want to show you how love, how confessions and repentance works together. So in order for it to be reversed, the word of God has to become flesh. In 14 here. And the word of God became flesh, okay? And we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So when when we have to bring man back, if man has to go back to his original state, there has to be some sort of atonement. And that atonement came through the word of God, which is Jesus Christ. Now, this is the beautiful thing. So, as many as they that believe in Jesus, to them gave him power to become the sons of God. So every man that accepted acceptance, for every man that accepted Jesus into their lives, they went back to the original state of Adam, being a son of God. This is a mystery that has been hidden from ages. So because they accepted acceptance, so because they accepted that, accepted Jesus Christ into their life, that word of God that creates came back into them. So it's now dependent on what they say, which is, I want to show you something in Ephesians. It says that, now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond that which we may be able to ask or think of, according to the power that worketh in us. So I want you to understand is that the moment you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and confessed him, you will understand this, that you confessed him after you accept him. You confess him. Confession and acceptance work hand in hand. As a matter of fact, it is confessions that breed acceptance. So what you say with your mouth is what you will accept into your life. This is the great connection between confession and acceptance. What you say with your mouth is what you will accept into your life. So until you say some things into your life, even if you believe them, okay, they may not manifest. So believing is one thing entirely. Confessing is another. We have said this before in the verse of acceptance, that believing is one thing entirely, accepting is another. So unless you begin to confess, you might not accept. And if you don't accept, it will not happen to you. So there is a power that worketh in you, okay? You have been returned to the original state of man, okay? As a son of God. But if you don't confess these things, seek more information about it and begin to confess it, it might be hard for you to accept. And because you have not accepted it deep inside, no matter the amount of testimonies you hear, it might not come to you. No matter the amount of people that are around you that speaks in tongues like you do, okay? No matter the amount of miracles and signs that they are able to wrought, you might not be able to do anything. Why? Because you have failed in the area of confessing. And as long as you do not confess, you cannot accept. See, confessions is the conscious part of the process of believing. Oh, sorry. It's the conscious part of the process of creation. Acceptance is the silent part. Let me repeat. Confession is the conscious part, okay, of the process of creation. Acceptance, okay, is the silent part. So, you confess with your mouth that this thing is going to, you confess things as if they already exist. And as you begin to confess them, okay, your heart, your mind begins to be renewed towards accepting it. So, the moment your mind accepts it, that this thing will happen at the appointed time, it will happen. It will manifest. Because this is the working of faith. So I believe in God, I believe in God, I believe in God. How do you make your faith manifest? It is by confessing what God has said about that particular thing. Okay? Accepting it inside of you and then acting on it. So there are some things that you are doing, even though you are doing them based on the fact that you believe in God on it. Because deep inside of you, you have not accepted it. It will not work. Confession and acceptance work hand in hand. And until you can begin to confess, you might find it difficult to accept. So you have to now understand that there are a lot of things you have accepted inside of you that you don't believe in. There are a lot of things you have confessed in the past, and these things have become accepted in your heart, and they are the reasons you are where you are today. They are the reasons you are experiencing the things you are experiencing today, because they are what you have accepted. So if you are going to change them, you must change what you are confessing with your mouth. And as you begin to confess the word of God, okay, begin to confess the word of God vigorously, it begins to build your faith, and you begin to accept it in your heart. And when it comes to a point that you have accepted it wholeheartedly, it begins to manifest. This is the same nature for even the men that are in the world. This is the same programming for even the men that have the nature of Satan. This is the same programming for both Christians and non-Christians. As you begin to confess with the mouth, even if it were jesting, even if it were normal discussions, even if it were funny discussions, as you begin to confess with your mouth, you begin to accept with your mind. This is the process. So until you begin to understand this and work it and live it as a principle, it might be difficult for you. So I pray for you today that you begin to see the revelation of the word of God that you need to confess in every area of your life, so that you may be able to accept and manifest the word of God. See, if you must manifest as a creation, as a son of God, okay, to solve the solution, to become a solution to your environment, you must confess the word of God. The word of God says that you are the light of the world, a city that is set upon the hill that cannot be hidden. You have to confess that word. You don't have to just hear it and go. You have to confess it up to a point that it becomes your reality. In your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, it becomes a reality. Your spirit man has to digest it. The word of God says that Jesus said that you are the salt of the earth. You have to confess it enough that your spirit man digests it. And when it is done, it is done. This is important for you to understand. I hope and I pray that the Holy Spirit ministers unto you so that you can have a better understanding of these things. Okay? So do have a super fantastic time. I am Adekunle Joshua Olabiwono.